Thank you so much, Steve Cheering, for speaking with me today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. So tell me a little bit about this bottle show that's coming up. It's the world's largest bottle show. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're having our show on Sunday, March 3rd, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Physical Education Center at the Community College of Baltimore County, Essex campus. It is the largest one-day bottle show in the world. We have over 300 tables that are filled with all different kinds of bottle categories, like whiskeys and sodas and beers and milks and poisons and inks, barbers and food bottles, and the list goes on. We also have at this show advertising, Durania, small antiques, jugs, tins, paper, postcards. So we have something for everybody, but it is primarily a bottle show.
Wow. And tell me, so you're a part of then the Baltimore Antique Bottle Club. That's who is presenting this event. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And tell me, how were you all formed and when were you formed?
We were formed in 1970. There were a handful of people in Baltimore who were, at that time, avid bottle collectors. And at that time, it was very kind of a quaint notion to pick up old bottles that they find in dumps or in the streets or something like that. And somehow it got to a point where they got very excited about this and saw, as they increased their collections and finding things more and digging for them, they banded and became a club that was very dedicated towards that hobby. And that's how it started. Now we have one of the largest clubs in the country.
And how can a person become a member if they're interested?
They can go to our website at BaltimoreBottleClub.org, and all the information about our show, about joining, about our history of the club and everything else, beautiful pictures and photos of gorgeous Baltimore-made bottles are on that website. So I think that would be a great way to start.
It's great.
I would recommend they come to the show, because that's really how you can get interested very quickly.
Yeah, and speaking of the show, what other type of things will people be able to see besides bottles that are going to be presented there?
Well, as I mentioned, there'll be like stoneware and tins and insulators, advertising, Burania, small antiques, things that still fit on the table. We get dealers from 25 states around the country and 3 foreign countries. We have visitors from all over the country come into the show. It's very popular. We have a free appraisal service for bottles. So people who find bottles on the street, they want to see if they're worth anything, or if their grandma had just had some bottles collected in the box, they want to bring some over to the appraisal table. We do an antique roadshow type of a process where people can bring their bottles in, and our club experts will give them some information about the bottle, as well as an estimate of what it might be worth.
Great. That's really great. And how many people then do you expect to have attend the event this year?
Well, we expect get around about 1,300 people each year. It's somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 is the normal crowd. A lot of it depends on weather and other things, but we've been sustaining this consistent attendance number for a number of years now, and it's been very, and that's probably why we attract dealers from all over the country, because they know they have a very ready-made market for their wares that they're putting out there for sale and to display.
And so what's the most expensive piece of, or most expensive bottle that's ever been sold, would you say?
Well, I don't know if it's never been sold, but there have been some bottles that are priced in excess of over $100,000.
Wow.
Without question. The bottle value would depend a lot on supply and demand, of course, but rarity is one of the key factors in evaluating the worth of a bottle, as well as their location, where they come from. The condition is very important. It's got to be a pristine condition, no chips and breaks in it to have any kind of value like that. But most bottles, they range anywhere from a dollar to several thousand. It depends, again, on those factors. So it depends what people are looking for. A lot of people collect only Baltimore bottles. People around the country collect their own region. In this area, they collect Baltimore bottles because that's where they're from. And they cover a whole swath of different bottle categories that's included in that. So they may come for that. They may come for a particular color. They may come for a particular bottle type. Some may just collect bitter bottles, for example, regardless where they're from. So they can be the color, it could be the location, it could be the bottle category. That's usually what drives it.
So, Steve, it's very interesting because we're talking about so many expensive bottles and how this event is so popular, but it's only $3 for people to attend. Is that correct?
That is correct. One of the reasons is that we're not a business. We're a club. We're a nonprofit organization whose mission is to promote the hobby of bottle collecting and to educate the public on bottles, antique bottles. So we're not out to, you know, generate a lot of revenue. We just make enough to defray the costs. The reason we keep the price low like that is to get people interested in the hobby. If you keep something that's so reasonable and that's cost less than a gallon of milk, to me it sounds like it's a good way to spend a Sunday, because you can spend hours looking through all the tables. There's so many there. So we keep the price low. The bottle appraisal service that we offer is free once you're inside. And children under 12 are admitted for free. There's ample free parking. It's handicapped accessible. And we have food on the premises. So it's really a wonderful way to spend a day.
Yeah, it sounds great, especially with that price. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for taking the time to speak with me today about the event. And is there a website that people can go to if they're interested in attending or learning about it more?
Sure. They can go to BaltimoreBottleClub.org. That's BaltimoreBottleClub, all one word, .org. There you can learn about the show, what information about the show, how to get there, and pictures of previous shows, as well as learning about how to join the club, finding photos of beautiful bottles that we have in our gallery, and other information that would be very interesting to the folks. So please let them go to that website. That would be great start.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Steve, for your time. I really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's a pleasure speaking to you, too. Thank you very much.